On my sofa today, I have Lindsay Bullimore, singer-songwriter.
Hello.
It's always difficult trying to characterise music, particularly, you know, you wouldn't want to pigeonhole yourself into a particular genre. And obviously, singer-songwriter usually gives a certain kind of connotations. But is there any specific flavour you would say your music had? Or?
Well, I think I've got quite an eclectic range of influences, really. But I grew up on a lot of pop music and things, so I think generally you could probably class my music as pop. But I don't think there's anything wrong with pop. So yeah, definitely a bit of pop, and I guess it's sort of been called a bit folky and sort of general sort of acoustic brand, really. But yeah, I think I am a bit poppy, which I like, so it's all right.
Okay, so how would you actually go about writing your music?
It varies, really. I did a course year before last, MA sort of songwriting course. So we learned a lot of different methods about writing, and you have to sort of write under pressure and write for deadlines. So then, I don't know, you start experimenting with the idea of sort of starting with a title. That's sort of a really good way of writing, because it immediately sort of summarises what you're going to write about. And then from there, you can kind of work out the story and make sure that it's going to make sense, you know, to a listener. But then sometimes, especially because I started writing when I was probably about 15, and, you know, and things aren't quite going right, and sort of it's a way of expressing yourself. So sometimes it'll just be, you know, I'll find that my first lyrics are actually the bridge that I've written first, you know, and then everything else will build around that, really. So it depends a little bit. Oh, yeah, and sometimes guitar. Yeah, I'll play a little bit on guitar, and there'll be like an interesting chord that kind of has that sort of feeling of suspense or sort of a really sad note in it, and it makes you feel a certain way, and then you kind of think about what's going on at the moment or something that you've read about or something that your friend's going through, and then that will kind of lead to a song. So it varies quite a lot, really. I've tried quite a few methods. I think it's good for a songwriter to try and find a method that you're good at, what helps you write songs well, and stick to it. And I've been trying to do that for years, but I still seem to randomly have different ways of writing songs. But yeah, normally lyrics first, I guess.
So how do you get your music out there? Do you doing gigs or?
I do, yeah. I live in Bristol, so, and there's a couple of promoters that we work with that often put on showcases, so we do sort of half hour slots. And then I run an open mic night as well, so I kind of get to meet a lot of people through that. And general pubs, there's so many options in Bristol for music. It's brilliant, you know. So there's always an open mic night every night of the week on my road, on Gloucester Road. So there's always places to do that, and then booking little slots. And then I did some recording last year, so I've got a Bandcamp account and MySpace and Facebook, that kind of thing. But yeah, generally it's sort of playing live and doing little slots around Bristol.
So obviously at the moment you're not going to be able to actually make a living off your music just yet. So what do you actually do in the meantime?
Well, I'm kind of doing lots of bits at the minute, which is sort of what I always wanted to do, really. So obviously, yeah, I've got like the open mic and things. And then in the summer I worked for a company called Chaiwallahs, who go around festivals. It's like a big tent with cafe and shishas and then sort of a big stage. So a lot of the acts that play on the stage in the summer, we sort of help do bookings and things for in the winter. So I'm doing some sort of internship there at the minute, which is really good. It sort of opens up your eyes really to a lot of bands that are, you know, so talented, really, really good, and that influences you quite a lot, really. But it's sort of quite the idea of, you know, independent bands working that aren't selling out for money and things. Everyone that works there kind of all does it because they love it, you know, and they see a brighter future, really. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, place to work.
So seeing you've got some recordings already.
Yes,
you've got some more coming up as well, I gather.
Yes, hopefully. I recorded my own album last time, so I kind of took on role of writer and singer and obviously guitarist, and then ended up obviously recording it and mixing it and then attempting to master it. And sometimes I think you can take on too much, really. You can end up sort of being a little bit good at lots of things, whereas, you know, I think as a sort of singer-songwriter, it's good if you can focus on the music and obviously the people,
yeah,
that
let the producers work with you,
you know. So I'm going to obviously try more of that approach this time, and do a little EP hopefully before Christmas.
Okay, fantastic. And I gather you're going to play us a song now that might well be on your EP.
Yes, I am. I wrote this song a while ago. I was chatting to a friend actually at the festivals, and there was this guy I liked, and it was a very short-lived thing, but I kind of felt all right about it. And then I think she sort of said, oh, sometimes the shortest times can be the sweetest with someone. I thought it was a really nice way of looking at things. So I kind of developed a song around it, really. And then, yeah, so that's going to be recorded along with another four songs, I think.
Okay, so this is Lindsay Bullimore with Sweetest.
enough to leave you. But people come and go for a reason. The shortest times can be the sweetest. It's crazy what this life brings. You reminded me of the nice things, but you get me when I'm at my weakest. But of all the smiles I see, yours is the sweetest. Fall into a beautiful mess. Sometimes more is less. Sometimes more is less. And here I lay in this bittersweetness. No matter what, you'll be my favorite. You taught me not to take things for granted. And people come and go for a reason. The shortest times can be the sweetest.
That was Sweetest by Lindsay Bullimore. So if anyone does like what they see and wants to contact you for gigs or buy anything off you, have you got any contact details?
I have. On my MySpace, it goes under Lindsay and the Limpets. It's kind of a collaboration idea I had a while ago. But if you search for Lindsay and the Limpets on either MySpace,
and Facebook, how are you spelling Lindsay?
Right, well, we're spelling it L-I-N-Z-I, and then and the... and Limpets, L-I-M-P-E-T-T-S. And I think if you go to www.bandcamp.com/Lindsay and the Limpets, then you can find it on there and download it for free.
Okay, well, Lindsay Bullimore, thank you very much.
Thank you.